This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Last Sunday's sermon was based on Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37, which happens to be the section of Luke's gospel that immediately precedes today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 18. Now, in last week's sermon, we learned that God's kingdom is among us here and now because Jesus is among us here and now. Oh, sure, we can't see him visibly, but we do have his promise, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. You see, Jesus is among us here and now as he gives us his gifts of forgiveness and life with God through holy baptism, through the preaching and teaching of his word, and by giving us his own body and blood whenever we have Holy Communion. However, even though God's kingdom of forgiveness is among us here and now, we're still waiting for something, aren't we? We're waiting for God's kingdom of power and glory. And we won't experience that part of God's kingdom until Jesus returns visibly on the final day. Now, in last Sunday's gospel reading, Jesus said the following to his disciples and also indirectly to us. He said, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it." What does Jesus mean? Well, simply put, Jesus is telling his disciples that a time is coming for them when they will no longer see Jesus in visible form. For example, 40 days after his death and resurrection, Jesus ascended to the Father in glory. At that time, and in the days following that time, the disciples longed for one of the days when Jesus, the Son of Man, was with them in visible form. But Jesus essentially told them that they would not see him in visible form until he returns again in power and glory. Well, my friends, the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples almost 2,000 years ago also apply to us. You see, sometimes we wish we could see one of the days of the Son of Man. We wish we could be with Jesus in visible form, just as his disciples were during his earthly ministry. I mean, wouldn't it be so much easier to endure the trials of this sinful world and to live the Christian life if Jesus were here with us now in visible bodily form? Yes, we long for Jesus to return and put an end to evil, suffering, and death. But that won't happen until Jesus returns again on the final day. So even though God's kingdom of mercy and forgiveness is with us here and now, we're still waiting. We're waiting to experience God's kingdom of power and glory. We're still waiting for Jesus, the Son of Man, to return and put an end to evil, suffering, and death. With that in mind, we're ready to understand today's gospel reading. Let me share with you again the first words at the beginning of today's reading. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. The parable of Jesus in today's gospel reading is meant to give us hope. It's meant to give us hope and comfort as we believers live for Jesus in this sinful world and long for his return. Now, in order to understand the point of Jesus' parable, you need to recognize the literary device that Jesus is using. Simply put, Jesus is using a literary device known as from the lesser to the greater. Or another way of saying it is this: if this is true, then how much more is that true? So let's examine Jesus' parable and you'll see what I mean. Jesus says there was this unjust judge who didn't care about God and didn't care about people either. All this judge cared about was himself. Now, there was a widow in this judge's jurisdiction who was being oppressed by some evil person. And so she pleaded with the unjust judge to give her help. But for the longest time, he simply ignored her. Yet this widow just kept on pleading with the unjust judge. She constantly begged him to help her. Eventually, the unjust judge says to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." So, even though this unjust judge is evil, he eventually gives help to this widow, even though his motivation for doing so is selfish. After making this point, Jesus says the following: "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly." Did you hear what Jesus said? If we are willing to trust sinful people who are sometimes willing to help us for selfish reasons, then how much more should we trust God, who is perfect and holy and who sent his only Son to die on the cross for our sins? You see, if we're willing to rely on sinful people in the hope that they will eventually help us, then how much more should we rely on God, who will most certainly eventually help us because he is perfect and holy and faithful, and he loves us dearly? Jesus understands what we're going through. Living as a believer in this evil world can be very difficult. Not only do we have to endure the various trials and tragedies that are common to all people in this sinful world, not only do we have to daily struggle with the desires of our own sinful natures, as well as all the temptations that come at us from this evil world, but on top of that, we sometimes have to face mockery, trial, and persecution from unbelievers as we strive to live for Jesus in this world and be faithful to his word. Now, of course, we have comfort in knowing that God's kingdom of mercy and forgiveness is among us here and now. But the good news that this gives us doesn't change the fact that we long for Jesus to return in power and glory and put an end to this world of suffering, sin, and death. Jesus knows that even though we have his forgiveness now, we long for it all to be over. And so, Jesus tells us to pray to our faithful God every day, trusting that he has not forsaken us and that he will indeed set things right one day. In fact, Jesus himself teaches us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." We pray that Jesus would return in power and glory, but we also pray, "Thy will be done," trusting that God will return in his good time. Even though we trust God to return in his good time, let's face it, sometimes we wonder why God is waiting so long. You know, it's been almost 2,000 years since Jesus ascended to his Father. Why hasn't Jesus returned in power and glory as he promised? Didn't he say the following today's gospel reading, that he would give us justice and quickly? But you see, God's understanding of quickly is different from ours, isn't it? Remember our reading from 2 Peter? God is eternal. His view of time is not the same as ours. Even though we believers have been waiting for Jesus to return for almost 2,000 years, this amount of time is nothing to God. In fact, Peter tells us that the reason Jesus has not yet returned in power and glory is that God is patient. He is patient with the sinful world, and he is giving people time to hear his word, to repent of their sin, and to trust in Jesus, and thereby be saved. Every day Jesus does not return in power and glory is another day of grace. Another day that God is giving some unbeliever somewhere a chance to hear his word, repent, and be saved before it's too late. But what about us? What about us who already repent of our sins and who already trust in Jesus for salvation? What is our comfort as we strive to live for Jesus in this sinful world? What is our comfort as we try to witness to people only to be mocked and rejected by some of them? What is our comfort as we continue to struggle with our own sinful natures and as we continue to deal with the numerous temptations of this evil world? What is our comfort? Our comfort is that God is faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us. For example, as we struggle with our own sinful natures, and as we fight against the many temptations of this evil world, we can remember that God's kingdom of mercy and forgiveness is among us here and now. That means we can come to God every day in repentance and faith, and know that through Jesus we are completely forgiven and holy in God's sight. My friends, Jesus went to the cross with all our sins, past, present, and future. And there he suffered the damnation that should have been ours so that we might be forgiven and be eternally holy in God's sight. As I said, this kingdom of mercy and forgiveness is among us here and now. And our faithful God promises to keep us in this salvation until the final day. As we heard in our first reading, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Yes, my friends, one day Jesus will return in power and glory. He will raise our bodies from the dust of the ground, sinless and glorified. And on that day, all believers will enter God's home of righteousness, a new perfect world without suffering, sin, or death. With that said, let's look at the final statement of Jesus from the end of our gospel reading. Jesus ends today's gospel reading with these words: when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Remember how Jesus begins our gospel reading? He says, pray always and do not give up. You see, God is faithful, but Jesus knows that the devil will tempt us to doubt that. This is a little reminder that the devil wants us to forsake the Lord while we're waiting for him. So what's the answer to Jesus' question? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Well, obviously the answer to that question is no and yes. Sadly, people sometimes reject the Lord and never return. Some never come to faith in the first place. Jesus doesn't want this to happen. God wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But sadly, some turn away from the Lord. Some never believe at all. Such people are willing to trust sinful men, but they refuse to believe that God is faithful. And so they turn away from their one and only Savior, And unfortunately, such unbelievers will have no hope on the final day. But my friends, you need to know that God does not want that to be your fate. In fact, if you live and die trusting in Jesus, that will not be your fate. Listen to what it says about believers in Hebrews chapter 10. It says about us, we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. You see, my friends, if people end up in hell, it's not because God isn't faithful. God wants all to be saved. If God would have His way, there would be no one in hell. If people end up in hell, it's because they turn their backs on God, walk away, and keep on walking. But what is Jesus saying to us today? I don't want that for you. I know life in this world can be hard, but I've overcome the world for you. Pray to me when it gets hard. Don't give up. Know that I'm faithful and I will never let you go. You see, that's why Jesus told you this parable this morning. He wants you to always pray and not give up. Jesus wants you to remember that your God is faithful and He will never leave you or forsake you. Jesus wants you to remember that His kingdom of forgiveness and mercy is here with you right now, and one day you will experience His kingdom of power and glory. So until that day, pray to your faithful God. And then remember the words of Paul from our first reading. Remember, he said, may God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.